The learning today should be as chasli le nishmat tzadir kavak haim elozav ben shnai yetz as as chas for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be as chas for fur shleima of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dor ben Menarachu Chana Leah ben Shein Derachu Na Bedati ben Peril, as well as as chas for all those in the Makom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue on page 585. We're in the middle of Hakpada. We'll finish the topic today, and we talked last time about how careful someone has to be with regards to other people's, he should make sure not to be makpid himself with regards to other people's mistakes, and specifically with regards to people in his household, wife, children, servants. And now he's going to talk about how we should look with regards to others. In other words, should we also say this because hakpada is related to gaiva, so maybe other people shouldn't be so sensitive. So he says like this in the middle of page 585. Amnam, however, midas hakpada, the midah of hakpada roi lahachzik ba neged chaveiroi. It's a person should be machshavit when it comes to your friend. Lahakbid al kavoida, to be makbid regarding your friend's honor. So even though you shouldn't be so concerned with your own honor, but you should be concerned with the honor of others. V'shaloi lavar al daitai, not to disagree with him. V'shaloi lasas dover neged ritzoinai, not to go against his wishes. Afilo daka min adaka, even on something very small. Ki hamitzayres chaveroi, someone who causes his friend pain, ki ilutzir ayla malei, it's almost as if he caused the entire world to suffer. V'ala kol yavi yale kimba mishpat, and Hashem is going to include everything in his judgment. Afilo im harag kina b'fnei chavero v'nimas v'nitzayr. This is an example that the Gemara brings. How careful we have to be not to upset other people. That we shouldn't even kill a louse, a single lice, in front of our friend, because killing it, squashing it, is going to cause our friend to be disgusted. It's going to cause him to gag and get nauseous. And that pain and that disgusting, or that feeling of disgust that you're causing your friend, you're going to be judged even on that. And that should give a person pause whenever we interact with other people, how careful we have to be. And in this case, even though you didn't intend to cause any discomfort to your friend. Someone who analyzes this well, Tim Saras Basari, the hair on his neck will stand up. Yamad al Mishmar, and he will guard himself from in any way that he can, not to possibly even potentially hurt somebody. He's going to beg for mercy from Hashem that he, you know, direct him in a proper way. So that he always does what's right between man as well as in the eyes of God. There are times, and this is where you have to be careful. Sometimes you're actually trying to pay someone a compliment and you end up hurting them. And he's going to give you an example. Every wise thing has to be done with knowledge. So the example that he gives is, you see, let's say you see a girl gets engaged and she has an older sister who's having trouble finding a shidduch. So you want to make the older sister feel good. Now the older sister is hoping that nobody notices and nobody brings up during the wedding, you know, the fact that she still needs a shidduch. So instead, what you do is, you know, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking of, oh, I want to make her feel good. So you go over to the woman herself and you say, oh, Mirtz Hashem, by you, you'll find there should be a schus, you'll find your zivuk, and you end up making her feel terrible. And you didn't intend for it. You intended to make her feel good and to be words of comfort, but instead you hurt her feelings. And so that's what it's saying. You have to not only see things from your point of view, but you have to stop for a minute and try to see things from the other person's point of view. And maybe sometimes it's more likely that we shouldn't say things that we think that come to our minds. And he says, stay away from something, even if there's only a 1 in 1,000 chance that that it's going to cause the other person some displeasure. One should suspect every person like a bandit when it comes to protecting yourself, meaning being meichel on your kavod. But you should honor them like as if they're the nasi. So when it comes to your own kavod, you should be meichel on your own kavod. When it comes to their kavod, you should treat them as if they're the nasi. Hashem is not going to withhold any good from someone who walks completely in his ways. They'll help him in Shemayim, so that other people are pleased with him, He'll find favor and wisdom in the eyes of Hashem and man. How much more so? How careful we have to be with the honor of Hashem. To do whatever mitzvahs, we can do, as well as even midas chasidus. In order to bring pleasure to our Creator. To run away from a sin, and from being over any detail of the mitzvahs, or any of the derabbanan, and even the small of the eye, which is an area which is not so noticeable, but it does create a mum in an animal. Similarly, the smallest, tiniest derabbanan, which again, you might say it's not that big of a deal, but that's why it's that much more important to keep it. Kigadol, because his honor, meaning God's honor, is great. And our obligation accordingly is without limit. To serve Hashem with all our heart, with all our soul. Again, to bring pleasure to our Creator. And not to be the cause of any sort of pain, anger, or any sort of pagam, detriment upstairs. Hashem, praiseworthy is the man who fears Hashem. Yei ar mishnasav. He will contemplate these things and awaken himself and not be caught dozing. This is the obligation that a person has. So a person has to be careful, not just with the covet of other people, where you should go almost above and beyond, but certainly, when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so a person should be careful with the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to make sure that you don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be over something, and you're going to bring displeasure to God. And if you have to be careful, one in a thousand, with regards to other people, then certainly not to put yourself in a situation where there might only be a one in a thousand chance that you will come to sin.